Trump issues Passover message to Jewish families, have a blessed Passover. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 12, 2025. President Donald Trump issued a Passover message to Jewish families in the United States and to people in Israel, telling them to have a blessed Passover holiday. In a video posted to X by the White House account, Trump explained that the story of Exodus is a reminder not only of the enduring strength of the Jewish people, but that it also served as an important reminder to put faith in Almighty God no matter what the circumstances. "I want to wish the Jewish people in America and Israel and all around the world a very happy Passover," Trump said. "Every year at this time, Jewish families celebrate God's liberation of the ancient Israelites from slavery in Egypt, guiding them through the prophet Moses on a 40-year journey to a very, very promised land. The story of Exodus, which is retold around the globe and all over the world at every Passover Seder, is a reminder not only of the enduring strength of the Jewish people, but of the importance of putting our faith in Almighty God no matter what the circumstance," Trump added. "To all the Jewish families gathering with friends and loved ones this week, have a blessed Passover and may God continue to watch over the Jewish people, the State of Israel, and the United States of America." Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joel Polak previously reported that Israelis are getting ready for a second consecutive Passover in wartime, as the conflict that began with Hamas terrorists launching a land, sea, and air invasion of Israel on October 7, 2023, is ongoing. The Passover holiday celebrates the biblical liberation of the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, and their exodus to freedom. The festival lasts 7 days, 8 outside of Israel, according to tradition, starting Saturday night. Israel arrives at this Passover in a far better position than the last one, having destroyed most of Hamas, decimated Hezbollah, and denuded Iran of most of its air defenses. It has also seen hostages freed, through both negotiation and force. In a video posted to X, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a statement about how, as people prepared to gather to celebrate Passover Seder, there would be empty chairs. Netanyahu continued to note how they were the generation of redemption, the generation of victory. "On Seder night, we all gather with our loved ones, and we all tell the story of our people who went out from slavery to freedom," Netanyahu said. "But on this holiday, for many families there will be empty chairs. The chairs of our beloved hostages who are still being held by Hamas. Chairs for those who fell heroically on the battlefield. And chairs for our loved ones who have been wounded and who are fighting to return to their lives, in the rehabilitation wards. But from this emptiness, rises the clear voice of our fallen heroes, like the final message of Elkanah Wiesel, of blessed memory, who wrote to his family, 'Don't be sad when you part from me. Sing, and support each other, because we are the generation of redemption. Indeed, ours is the generation of redemption, the generation of victory,'" Netanyahu continued. "Together we will return our hostages. Together we will defeat our enemies. Together we will embrace our wounded and together we will bow our heads in memory of our fallen." According to Chabad.org, the Seder is the traditional Passover meal that includes reading, drinking wine, storytelling and eating special foods and singing, along with other traditions.